Good morning, this is Stanley Hunter from Kilmarnock talking to you today. I want to speak to you on the subject, has man evolved from animals? No animal ever senses a spiritual reality or has ever expressed any kind of belief in God by its actions. When have animals, for example, gathered round a ceremonial mound that they erected and bowed their heads in an act of prayer, or ever drawn or carved a symbolic image of a spiritual force or being? When has an animal, for example, ever buried their dead in a ritualistic manner, suggesting a belief in an afterlife or any kind of belief in an immortal soul? Has any animal given us reason to believe that it possesses any semblance of spiritual consciousness? What animal has anything like the intellectual capacity of man, as the scientists call us, Homo sapiens? No generation of animal increases its intelligence over former generations. They have no innovative intelligence of their own. They only have their own instincts to go by. For example, all the years that dogs have been on the planet, has any dog ever started to build a kennel? Has any horse ever started to build a stable or a cowshed or byre? Have they ever tried to build their own form of transport of any kind? Animals cannot identify their own selves. For example, a mirror in a scientific experiment was put outside a cage of monkeys. For months on end, they gesticulated and grunted and made signs at the other animal that they saw in the mirror, frustrated that their image did the very same back. This surely proves evolution as opposed to creation is something of a myth. Again, no creature can conceive of its own mortality. It cannot comprehend the idea of its own future, its own future life or death, for example. No animal can ever ask itself the question, what will happen to me tomorrow? No animal except humans can conceive this. Only humans are capable of acts of suicide, sadism, genocide, torture, self-mutilation, drug abuse, etc. No animal is ever guilty of anything like that. This all suggests humans' unique awareness of life and death. No wonder Freud called us the most neurotic animal on earth. Interestingly enough, a scientist recently wrote a book called The God Part of the Brain. It was a scientific interpretation of human spirituality and God. The man in question, a man called Matthew Alpin, gives compelling evidence that there is a part of the brain that stores a God consciousness. As exceptionally musical people have a part of the brain that gives them that gift. Also, you get it in gifted artists or renowned sports people. So too it is believed that there is a God part of the brain that teaches people a sense of God, a sense of some kind of spirituality. For example, if you think of our world, both past and present, all over our world, civilizations have provided through drawings and carvings, etc., that they have shown some kind of belief in the afterlife, some kind of belief in gods or a god, some kind of belief in the fact they have a soul that will live on after death. This, the scientist shows, that all people have a God consciousness, and many scientists indeed subscribe to this. My friends, in the heart of man, there is a gap that only God can fill. Very interesting, too, that in his last few speeches, Mr. Gorbachev of the USSR fame actually referred to God, not in any derisory form. He merely mentioned the word God on numerous occasions. Quite amazing for a man who, all his life, didn't believe in God at all. Indeed, was the head of a whole nation that promoted godlessness. One of the USSR astronauts very famously said when he came back to Earth, "We didn't find God out there." Well, why would they? God, to them, is like Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. They believe he's only a figment of the imagination. Indeed, someone for feeble-minded folks to believe in. Can you imagine coming in from the garden, for example, and saying to your spouse, "I didn't find fairies at the foot of the garden"? Yes, that's just the same principle, isn't it? So here's a leading USSR atheist talking about God. Quite amazing indeed. He's not the only one, of course. There are many stories of big, hard, tough atheists on the battlefield. When the bombs are dropping round them and guns are firing and there are bullets whizzing past their ears, many occasions these big, tough men have cried out, "Oh God, help me. Oh God, save me. Get me out of this and I'll serve you." Yes, there is a gap in the heart of man, in your heart, that only God can fill. The Bible says, "He that comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that God is the rewarder of all those that seek him." I would say to you today, I counsel you, seek the Lord while he may be found. That indicates, that Bible verse indicates, that many will seek God someday and God won't be found. It will be too late. Call upon him, my friend, whoever you are and wherever you are. Call upon God now, because God is near you. You have a soul. Yes, heaven and hell are real. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world of men and women that he gave up his one and only Son to die on Calvary, that whosoever believes in Jesus Christ will never perish, but will have everlasting life. Yes, our lives, our sin condemns us, but the Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, will save us from our sins. Believe it today, and this will change your whole life. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.